We're with Levi Bachmeyer here, State School Superintendent, Public Instruction. You're visiting the state, lots of school districts around the state. You've visited quite a few. Are you hearing the same theme as you're going around the state? What's the big theme?
Yeah, I mean, I have been enjoying the opportunity to visit school districts all across the state. It's been my favorite part of the job so far. And I've been glad for the fact that everywhere I go, you're hearing some common challenges, which gives me hope that we can work together and try to, you know, address some of these challenges together. But every community is also different. And so learning a little bit about what makes them unique, what challenges they're facing, and just hearing their story and what they want for their students has been great. I mean, the number one issue that I'm hearing everywhere that I go is teacher retention and recruitment. I think Valley City is blessed to have such a great university in its backyard that's able to provide, I mean, teachers not only for Valley City Public Schools, but schools across North Dakota. So I would say this was the first place where it almost didn't seem dire when you're talking with community leaders. And so how we elevate and celebrate teachers, compensation, of course, is a part of that, you know, discussion. But it's whether it's big schools, whether it's small schools, I mean, teacher retention and recruitment has been one of the biggest unifying issues that I've heard, you know, everywhere that I've gone. And I think it's one of the reasons why Valley City can be especially proud of what it's doing. It's just that strong partnership, I think, is really it pays big dividends in ensuring that there are teachers in the classrooms to support these kids. I mean, I was just in a school district on Friday. They had two teacher openings going into the fall, and they had two applicants. And they were lucky that those applicants were quality, but that's, from a long-term standpoint, that's not how you sustain a quality system. So we need to find ways that we can encourage our young people to go into education. There's no more meaningful or impactful profession. And then making sure that we're retaining teachers by, you know, compensating them fairly, supporting them, and making sure that the work that they're doing is sustainable.
The school funding formula has come up, lots of things. Over the last 10 years, the legislature has moved from 65-35 in support of the per pupil funding formula. Now it's the other way around. It's 35 for the legislature and about 65% for local school districts to pay. As a superintendent of the states, you've been hearing this issue, and how is this going to affect school districts, especially rural school districts like Barnes County North?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the funding in a period of high inflation is essential for it's existential for some of these school districts, and it's vitally important for all of them, whether you're, you know, a sort of a mid-sized school district here in Valley City or a really large one like, you know, Bismarck Public Schools. So I view one of the, you know, foundational responsibilities of my job is to be an advocate for schools and teachers. I think taxpayers think that when it comes to government, you should do a few things well as opposed to try to do a whole bunch of things. And I think, you know, one of those things that we should do well is educate our students. And so I think there's a really compelling case to be made, even in a, you know, a resource-constrained environment that we may be entering into with the current, you know, price of oil where it is. I think it's also an opportunity to say, well, let's take a hard look at all the things that we are spending money on at the state, and let's fund our priorities. And I can't think of anything more, you know, foundationally important to the well-being of our state. You know, it's public safety and it's education, and everything after that, I think, you know, and we got to pave the roads. But after that, I think it's a bonus. We have to take care of our students. They are the future of our state. They need quality teachers in the classroom. And we have to ensure that we have a system that incentivizes people to join the profession and helps them stay.
And one of the top stories this week was out of Dickinson, North Dakota, yeah, where you're a former business manager.
Yeah.
What advice do you have? We had heard, I'll tell the audience first, we had heard that the Dickinson Public School District, the business manager and superintendent were hoodwinked by scammers to the tune of almost $5 million. What can you tell as a former business manager and current business managers and superintendents how to be careful about not letting this happen?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the full specifics of the situation in Dickinson, but my heart goes out to that school community. I mean, they're a victim of a crime. And I know that they care very deeply. I've had the privilege of knowing the superintendent and the business manager there for a while. And my heart goes out to them. My message to superintendents and business managers everywhere is, we're in a world where social engineering for fraud is likely going to be one of the most common ways that people try to steal from school districts, you know, walking into the district office with a firearm or trying to, you know, brute force their way into your accounting system is much less likely than someone trying to pretend to be a vendor, particularly a construction vendor that you may make infrequent but very large payments to, and say, hey, actually my routing number has changed. Send the check here. So we got to live in a world where, you got to both trust but verify. And, ultimately public schools are entrusted to be the stewards of taxpayer dollars. I know they take them seriously, and our defense and protection of those funds have to evolve as the threats that these districts are facing also continue to evolve. I mean, I experienced something very similar. And we were lucky that it didn't happen all the way to the point of theft. But it's a very real and scary challenge for all communities. I mean, and all professions. I mean, you can't open the newspaper these days or, you know, go on a news app without seeing some sort of internal fraud, some sort of external fraud. And so I can just encourage all of our school districts, make sure that you have a strong business manager, make sure that you have strong internal controls that are in place to ensure that these taxpayer funds are protected and invested and put in the classroom, because ultimately, you know, trust is the foundation of our system, and things happen and people become victims of crimes, organizations are victims of crimes. And so we have to view these as learning opportunities and making sure that we have the systems in place to protect the dollars that are entrusted to our schools.
All right. Thank you for joining us on the show today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
There's Levi Bachmeyer, State School Superintendent of Public Instruction, here, our guest today on our Voice of the Valley.